I just don't know how to do this. That's the only area I want to do it. So that way, I had a dinner for all of them. Right now, I don't think I want to call Cooper and Jordan and Anderson and Belcher and Burns and Jones and Springer and Bo and Betts and Collins.
Expect a message any minute.
I'll be over to you if you get it.
All right, sir.
If they are going to sign on.
Yes, sir. They're airborne. We've got all.
You think Henry committed his own mind on this? Because, you know, I thought that he was going to keep his options open until the end of the day when I'm. Or do you think he has made some progress today on the five outstanding issues?
I think he went to the big issues first, and the ones that he knew he could fall off of and didn't make too much difference, he hit next. And then sent the message that he got the main thing settled.
What does he get to say?
He'll be there Wednesday night.
That's Wednesday morning. Tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning. I got that. Tomorrow morning, my time. And I've got a stack of messages waiting for him, and he should have a few waiting to come back to us very quickly. There's been a certain amount of leakage, which I think must be coming from Hanoi, because one of the networks called Ron and said, we've heard that Kissinger may be going to Hanoi. Ron has denied, of course he doesn't know, and he's denied it flat cold and his plans to come back here.
Yeah, but you know, Henry was talking about they're going back to prepare to receive him in Hanoi, and obviously they're getting stuff out of his correspondence.
Now we've got to do it. One thing we've got to do it out. One thing we've got to do. Henry
That and the bombing. That and the bombing.
Does he need to hear it from me on that?
No, I think he understands. In fact, I had a
bombing call something on that. And he cannot go to Malawi under any circumstances unless it's signed, sealed, and delivered to you. Now, we all can understand rather common visibilities for these things. And in this case, we cannot take even a 5% risk. 5% risk on that Malawi car. That, Christ, with Ramsey Clark and the others from over here, they're just your own. I wrote him a memorandum and told him that must, if he ever got there, he's got to be sure he isn't caught smiling. Ever.
Absolutely.
And the worst thing that could happen, even if he didn't realize such a majority.
Yeah.
Good God, it would be terrible. These are the enemy. You don't think he is, he's misleading us on this, because I understand where
no,
he should not go to Hanoi.
He agonized. Of course, I started on the minute we got back. I said, that Hanoi thing is a loser.
Yeah.
I said, and in his own sense, it's a loser. God, he's the guy that's going to really be.
He goes there and it doesn't work. It's a loser. If he doesn't go to Hanoi, when would he come back here? When would he get arrived here?
Well, I think he'd be back Saturday, and I think he'll need every minute of that time to work on two, and I think two's going to be tough.
Two is
going to
be tough. No. You will have to be emotional. He's going to
get
there, but no. Well, not done.
With or without.
Huh?
With or without him, and he can't commit suicide. He'll come along. That we can be confident of. But what I'm afraid of is these bastards may have just cured this right to the time when they've got these battalions around Saigon, which they can't hold there very long. Q knows that. And hope to get the signature just in time for them to put their flags up and claim they control a good part of the areas around Saigon. That's why Q's going to be tough. He's just going to be tough. And they've moved in the last 48 hours all around. Yes, sir.
Okay.
They're threatening Route 1, Route 13, and Route 7, which goes north of Saigon.
Henry, I suppose, is comfortable about that.
Well, I've sent him messages on it, and Henry knows that he better watch his step on this one.
We can't have a ceasefire.
Not if it's going
to
unravel everything. And we're in the driver's seat here. We don't have to.
Sure.
In good shape.
Look, we're in a better bargaining position after the election before if he doesn't like to face that fact. You know damn well it's true. McGovern is out. And we're in. And we've won on this issue.
Absolutely.
And they know damn well that I've got to be the confrontant and the contendant for 4 years. What the hell do you think you do? They're going to settle after this election, and they're going to settle goddamn fast.
All right.
The pressure will be greater now than now.
I think they'll end up settling for just a pure military.
Yeah. Okay. Let me know. Send it over. Let me know. Surprised to find. consciously before any campaign trip in the future. Perhaps they would say he's going to campaign, and in that period of time, he's going to prepare this speech, he's going to do this, and he's going to meet with so-and-so and so-and-so, and go out and announce with that, you understand? So that there's never any question about talking off, well, crashing the only people would talk off some. And on a weekend, I don't think it's a problem. I think there's no problem going up there Thursday night before going to Philadelphia. Nope. Or is there? There is October. What I was going to do on this weekend thing was have Erwin go up and peddle the thing that you were working with Erwin on all these congressional bills. And Congress has dumped 150 or 200 bills or whatever.
And we can say I have 140 bills.
Get the stack of baskets up. And I'll hook them up and I'm going to take them up to work on the campaign for the weekend. Or Graham. That's another thing. You've got a hell of a good advantage, Mr. Graham.
Is that I